supporting of me, even though Christine says she cannot be around while I speak because she gets too nervous. But I know that they're supporting me tonight. And I just thank God for the opportunity to be able to share, and really do count it a special honor and privilege to be able to do it. Have your Bibles tonight. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 45. Amen. Thank you, worship team. Isaiah chapter 45 should be a familiar scripture to many of us. Right? Isaiah 45, almost there. I have King James Version here as I read this, the Legacy Version. Amen. Isaiah 45, verses 2 and verses 3. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I'll break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. I will give thee the treasures out of darkness and hidden riches in secret places, that thou may know that I am the Lord, which called you by name, and the God of Israel. Let's pray this evening. Father, I pray that you just speak to us tonight, my God. Examine our hearts, touch our hearts, and let not a single one of us leave here tonight without having a touch from you and knowing that we've experienced your presence. Continue to move as you've already moved here in this service, and have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So as we've mentioned, it's Legacy Month, and we're looking a lot at legacy and the things that we have at legacy. And Isaiah 45 is one of our legacy scriptures. It's our founding scripture in the ministry, and it's where we started. It's what we're a part of. It's our DNA. And tonight, my title that I picked is: Are you a dependent or a descendant? A dependent or a descendant. I must give credit here. This, God just birthed it in my heart from an idea that I heard from Pastor Pat when he was taking an offering one time. And it just kind of took off. God birthed it in my heart and it took off. So do got to give credit to Pastor Pat for helping me a little bit with the idea. But are you a dependent or descendant? I went to dictionary.com and I looked up the word dependent. And dependent says, relying on someone or something else for aid, support, etc. So a dependent is someone that needs someone else, depends on someone else, relies on someone else. See, every year when we file our taxes, Kayla, my daughter, is listed as a dependent. She depends on us for many things, for money, food, shelter, money, safety, security, and did I mention money? But she depends on us for these things. She relies on us for it because she is at a point that she is not responsible or able to provide it for herself. And when we first get saved, when we first come into the ministry, we come into the church, we are dependent. We're dependent upon God to change our lives and to begin to shape our lives. We're dependent upon our leaders to help us learn how to live a Christian life. In our ministry, we're dependent upon the vision. We come to church so that we can get the vision. We can understand the vision and we can find out what the vision is and what it is that we're doing and what it is that we're all about. We rely on it to provide us direction. We're dependent upon the vision to give us strength and support and safety and security. We're dependent upon the vision to build our lives. Now, I think about when I first got saved a few years ago, 27 years ago this December, since I gave my life to God. And I have been connected. Thank you. And I've been connected to our vision ever since. I was dependent upon my leaders to show me and instill in me the principles of praying, to instill in me the principles of reading my word and giving my tithes and offerings. I was dependent upon them to show me how to be a Christian. So dependent, in fact, that I'll say this, that when I first got saved, the night I got saved, I became dependent upon my leader. I went to a concert, I got saved, and Pastor Andre, who's in Cape Town, was my youth leader, and he did the concert. And when I got saved and I saw him, I got saved because I wanted to be a part of something. I wanted to belong to something. I wanted something to do and to feel like I belong somewhere. So I became dependent upon him right away. And the rest of that entire night, I mean, I just like 10, 15 minutes ago got saved, and I'm following my leader around. Everywhere he goes and everything that he does, I'm following him around. To the point that he had to say, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Can you just wait here, please? But I became dependent upon my leader because I needed to know what I have to do to be a Christian. I needed to know what I have to do to be successful. I was dependent upon people in my life to help me grow and to help me learn. And this is the way it is when we first get saved and we first come into the ministry. We begin to find out what it means to have a prayer life. We find out what it is to have a passion and a vision for God. We can even find out what it is to begin to serve in ministry and do things for God. But that's not all. How many know that there's more? Let's look at the book of Isaiah, chapter 54 now. So we first looked at Isaiah 45, our founding scripture. Now I want us to look at Isaiah 45. Again, another very familiar scripture to us. Isaiah 54. A very familiar scripture to us. Again, verses 2 and 3. It says, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. And your descendants will dispossess nations and settle their desolate cities. See, there comes a time after we've been saved and as we serve God that we must graduate from being a dependent to becoming a descendant. That's what I want to talk to us about tonight. There comes a point where it's no longer good for us anymore to depend on people and depend on the vision and always come and seeing what we can get. But we then become a descendant. See, you know the main difference between a dependent and a descendant? A dependent is a spectator to the vision. I like to call them spectators to the vision. Because they're going to come and you're going to come and see what the vision's about. You come and see what God is all about. You come and receive and you get and you're blessed and God fills your cup and God and everything you get, you're a spectator. But when you become a descendant, you're a participant in the vision. I said you're a participant when you become a descendant. Now, see, the Latin word for participant actually translates to share in. To share in. So when you become a descendant, when you become active in the vision, when you get to that point where I can no longer just sit and watch, but now I need to do something. Now I want to fulfill God's purpose on my life. Now I want God's vision for my life. When you begin to become a descendant like that, you're able to share in that vision. Not just to receive from it, but now you can share in it. You can be a part of it. You can have a piece of your own. Descendants have made up their mind that says, I'm not going to see what I can get anymore, but I'm going to see what I can give. I'm not going to come just so that God can touch my life, but I'm going to come so that God can use my life to touch someone else. So there are a couple things that descendants have, a couple rights or privileges that descendants have that dependents don't. The first thing is that descendants have an inheritance. So descendants have an inheritance. Here's what I mean by that. When we're a descendant, we get that share in the vision. We get to share in what God has for us, to share in the plans that God has for us. And just the way that a descendant in your family is able to share in the inheritance of the mother and father and the family, they're a part of it. They're not just sitting on the outside, but a dependent is just looking to see what they can receive, to see what they can get. Coming to church and saying, feed me, give to me, bless me, teach me. But when you have an inheritance, you come and say, how can I serve others? How can I give to others? How can I bless others? How can God use my life to reach others? We no longer do what we no longer come to get. But now, as a descendant, we are able to provide for ourselves. Scratch that. We are able to help provide for others. It's no longer just about us and our needs and our hurts and our struggles and our difficulties and our challenges and our everything that we went through this week or what's going on in our family. But we come to church when we're a descendant and we're able to say, God, use my life to touch someone. Let me maybe phrase it like this to kind of paraphrase one of our former presidents. When we're dependent on the vision versus when we're a descendant of the vision. Ask not what the vision can do for you, but rather what you can do for the vision. When I think about being a descendant and having an inheritance, I think of the story of the prodigal son. See, he came to his father and he asked for his inheritance. He asked for what was rightfully his, what was owed to him. He came and asked that of his father, and his father gave it to him. And he went out and wasted, and we know this story, and he finds himself sleeping with the pigs and eating with the pigs and saying, even servants in my father's house are treated better than this. And he decides to go back to his father to ask if he could even be a servant in the house. But what happens when he comes to his dad? He meets him in the road. He brings a robe, an expensive robe, and puts it on. And puts a ring on his finger and welcomes home his son. See, no matter how the prodigal son acted before, he still had an inheritance because he was a descendant. And I want to encourage us tonight, if we are descendants of this vision, if we are descendants of this house, of this ministry, if we have a descendant spirit within us, then it's not going to matter what people say about us, the struggles that we go through, the challenges that we face. We know that we have an inheritance in this vision. We have an inheritance in this ministry. We have something to look forward to no matter what comes our way. We have that inheritance and that history and that descendantship that is always going to be ours. No matter what you can do, you can never give that up. You may want to try. Trust me, sometimes people will make you want to try and you're like, no, I ain't doing that no more. But we have a descendantship. Is that even a word, descendantship? It is now. All right. We have a descendantship in our ministry. You know, it's funny to think about it. And, you know, having been around for years, I remember the Stop the Violence campaigns. And we would do Stop the Violence. And there would always be, you know, the crusades and the T-shirts. And to see people running around now with T-shirts from like 1994, 1993, and Stop the Violence. You know, brother, where are you? You know, and people that have been there or were at the event or were part of it, and it's like, you know, we have an inheritance. We have something for us. It's, It blows my mind to think about the people that our ministry has touched and the inheritance that is a part of what it is. The years that we have ministered in this city. Another thing that descendants have that dependents don't, not only do they have an inheritance, but they also have a legacy. See, descendants have a legacy. A dependent is going to have just a story. They're going to have a story. It's going to be like, share with you. Here's the difference between dependent and a descendant. Dependent has a story, and it may go something like, you remember that time we had summer camp up in Glorieta, and we were up there, you know, it was cool, and Pastor Pat did a backflip in the lake, and that was cool. That's a story that a dependent might share. But a legacy of a descendant is a little something like this. I've been serving God almost 27 years, since December 21st, 1991. And at a time that we did have two churches here in Albuquerque, Pastor Danny's church, and I was a part of the other church that we had. And while we were there with Pastor Andre, we had a group called CMC and the Glory Bound Crew. Many of you may not know this about me, but at one time I was a rapper. It's true. Back on the mic, it's MC Salvation. I got the rhymes to rock the nation. Isaiah 45 verses 2 and 3. Treasures out of darkness are given unto thee. All right? That's enough. That's all I'm doing. But we had a group, and God used us as a group. Sister Christine was part of the group. We had dancers. My wife was a part of the group. We had singers, and God used us as a group to be able to go around and minister in music and song and dance. And we would go and we would minister in different churches in different areas and do concerts. And we made a trip to the Midwest one time. We left out from Albuquerque. I mean, we did car washes and fundraisers and that to rent a van and to be able to go on a trip to go and minister and speak into other people's lives and to see other people got saved. We didn't do it to receive anything for ourselves, but we went on this trip to be able to minister to others. We put in work so that we could go do this. And on this particular trip, we went out to the Midwest, and our first stop was in Kansas City. We pulled into Kansas City, Missouri, to help the church get started. And when I say we went in to help the church get started, the pastor was going to start that church, pulled in at about noon with his U-Haul. We showed up at 2 o'clock and helped him unload that U-Haul. We brought a box of flyers with us that had the address, and we went around the neighborhood right there around that house and passed out flyers and told him, Victory Outreach is in your town. There's hope in Jesus. He can change your life. He could do something with your life. You know what we did then? After we did that, we went and put our speakers up on the sidewalk and ran an extension cord and borrowed some electricity from the neighbor. And CMC and the Glory Bound Crew did a concert. We ministered out on the street and had the first street rally for that church just hours after pulling into town. And we were a part of the legacy of Victory Outreach Kansas City. We moved on from there, from Kansas City, and we went up to Chicago. And we saw God do tremendous things in Chicago. They had a block party. They closed off a city block for 3 days. And every night, we would do music, and then they would do their drama, and there were food booths, and people got touched and saved. We even had Sunday morning church out in the street in Chicago in the middle of the summer. Like rainforest, hot and humid, and sitting out there, shirt and a tie. But we're a part of that legacy. God has used my life to create legacy moments where I was used by Him, not to get something for me, but to serve others, to be a part of this great vision that our ministry is, not just here in Albuquerque, but internationally. And tonight, when we're a descendant, we build a legacy. We build something that's going to last. Something that we can pass down to others. I think about being a descendant and being a legacy. It comes down to a moment, a decision that we make to say, I'm no longer going to be dependent upon this vision. I'm no longer going to come and see what I can get. But now it's time for me to give. Now it's time for me to find out what God has for my life and begin to do it. It's time for me to answer the call that God has for me. And it's been clear in my life, but just recently I had a moment that made it clear once again. A couple weeks ago, you know, we had our car show. When we first started planning our car show, I asked Pastor Danny, I said, hey, Pastor Danny, let us do the sound. We can take care of it. We can take care of doing the sound. Because see, last year for our car show, we hired the sound out and we did it. And it was good, but there were some challenges. And I said, Pastor, give us a chance. We can, you know, let us do the sound. I think we can do it for cheaper. And that got Pastor's attention. We could do it for cheaper. But I said we can do it. He said, okay, I'll give you guys a chance. Give you guys a chance to do it. So that Saturday morning, many of us were up early, out there at 7 a.m. setting up sound and parking and doing tables and security and selling food. And, you know, we were involved and we were part of it. Many of us weren't. Or many of you weren't. Many people are part of this church come at 12:30, 1 o'clock. Well, I thought they had more cars last year. Didn't they hand out flyers for this? Didn't they advertise any? Yes, we did. But maybe it's because you weren't a part of it. Sorry if I'm chopping some toes here. So we had the car show and things went well and things went good. When it was all over, we packed up and we were getting ready, and it's probably, I don't know, 4:30 or so. My phone was in the truck. I couldn't see it. Pastor tried calling me. He calls Anthony, and Anthony comes over. Pastor's on the phone. He puts it on speaker. Pastor Danny said, we're doing the car show. You asked me for a chance to do sound. You asked me for a chance to do this, and I let you do it. And you blew me away. And it hits me. Because it lets me know that what I do makes a difference. What I do is important to our pastor. Lets me know that my pastor trusts me. That he believes in me. Not that I didn't know it before. But you know, it's like that moment when a father comes to his child and says, I'm proud of you. And you can only have that when you're a descendant. You can only have those moments and build that legacy and have that trust and experience the fullness when you're a descendant. And tonight I want to make two simple altar calls. If we can all stand. First altar call I want to make is, we started out by talking about being a dependent, learning and growing and getting to know what we have to do to be a Christian, what we have to do to be saved. You may be someone here tonight that says, you know what, Kyle, it's great you're talking about being a descendant, but I don't even know what it is to serve God. I don't even know Jesus in my heart. Or maybe you serve God and it's been a while and you've been gone and you need to get your life back to God. You need to get your life right. But God wants all of us to be able to have a relationship with Him. And that begins by depending on Him. With every head bowed and every eye closed, I just want to ask tonight, if there's someone here in this house that says, Kyle, you know, I need to start by being a dependent. I want to give my life to God because I don't have a relationship with Him right now. For the first time, or if you want to recommit, I just want to ask if anybody out there says, I want to know Jesus tonight. And that's the first step of becoming a descendant, is having a relationship with Him. Beginning to rely and depend upon Him. Anyone out there? Hallelujah. Amen. And with that said, my second altar call is for anyone out there that says, you know what, I don't want to be a spectator anymore. I want to begin to participate. I want to be a part of this vision, Victory Outreach. I want to be a part of the vision in this house. I want to be a part of the vision that God has for my life. And as we sing this song, I want to ask you to begin to make your way to the altars. If you want God to begin to move in your heart and touch your life and make you a descendant of this vision, and make your way this evening.
Touch my heart, Lord, speak.